Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Happy Friday, everybody. We made it to the end of the week. New York is finally getting a little bit of a break with all the snow and cold and ice, and we don't know what's coming next, but as for right now, the most of the rain has washed off the snow, and for that, I want to say thank you, Lord, for allowing us to get through it and to be here today to make it to the end of another week. Let's start out with our shout-outs tonight to Barry Mason, formerly of 98.7 Kiss FM Radio in New York City, currently with iSoulRadio.com. You can hear Barry do his thing on Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m. and again on Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m. When he's not doing that, he's great in New York with the best of live R&B events all over New York City, giving you the best of live R&B performances, the best of competitions and events. To my team, Lady Diamond, Elaine Yeves, Monster Miles, DJ Dillmerker, Rodney Williams, and, of course, our favorite activist and our favorite panelist, Deacon Eddie Williams of Toledo, Ohio. Without you guys, this would not be where it is, both on and off the air, and I appreciate that. To our social media groups, the On the Edge Listeners Lounge, you guys have been marvelous since the inception of this group, and I want to thank you for all that you do. Black Love and Conversations, Black History Suppressed, Capitalist, and Real Love, Real World Black News and Discussions Group, and everyone else on my personal Facebook page who has been actively involved in helping us connect with issues as well as giving your voices and concerns about the issues at hand. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is no exception. Today we are going to be speaking on the subject, the government says, keep your hands off your kid, let the teachers do it. And we are speaking on this ridiculous bill that is trying to be passed in America, allowing teachers to strike your child up to 10 times, which can possibly leave marks. Meanwhile, we're dealing with this governmental interference in the household raising of your children, where they say, if you put a mark on your kid, you go to jail, you get into court, you get your kids taken away. That's the subject we have on the table tonight. So you know how this works. We are going to go out with our pre-discussion break song. When we get back, after a word from our sponsors, we are going to be getting this party started. So let's see what we can do today. Let's go out with Michael Jackson and Off the Wall, and I'll be back right after this word from our sponsors. Don't go away. Keep it locked right here with Katie. Be back in a few.
People not in debt, living crazy, that's the only
New York, New York. There's no place like it. You figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right, and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything's straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, attorneys at law, 877-90-FOOTE or klfoote.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker to contact in Florida.
The On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. Katie and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Okay, tonight's topic is government says, parents, keep your hands off your kids, let the teachers do it. And we are speaking about the fact that there is a bill that's trying to be passed around right now. I believe it's originating in Kansas, but the government is trying to instill this nonsense into effect so that your teachers have the right to spank your child. Now, currently, 19 states in the U.S. are allowing corporal punishment by the teachers to the students. Here's my problem. Gregory Horn, Dayton, Ohio father, we all know the case, is sitting in jail or has been out of jail now with a criminal record attached to him, who is a working father, who is an involved father, who took his daughters in for whatever's going on between him and baby mama. He's got his babies with him. He walks in either by finding out through someone who saw a video of his daughters or walking in on them himself and finding that his 12 and 14-year-old daughters are dressing in a seductive manner, filming themselves, and posting sexual twerking videos of themselves on the Internet. Okay, outraged, sad, scared as any parent would be for what the outcome of such an action would be. He puts himself on a video to the same people he believes his daughters are giving this enticement to, and he whips his daughters with a cord. Now, mind you, these girls were fully clothed. They had sneakers on and everything, and the big hoopla was that he used corporal punishment while he's busy trying to tell the world, including those disgusting men that are watching these young girls do what they do, that he is definitely not a father who accepts, condones, or allows this crap to happen in his house, that he is a father that cares about what happens to his daughters, and he's not one of those men who would find it funny for somebody else's daughter to have a video of themselves out there for his pleasure. So what happens? He gets arrested, and what was said was that he used extreme punishment and there were marks left on the children. Okay. Now let's go over and see how you're going to justify this crap that you want to put out on paper about giving a total stranger the rights to do what you stripped away from a parent to do, which is to be able to whack your children to wait for it, people. So wait for it. Marks show up on your kids' bodies. How? I love that one. I love that one. Well, let me speak as a parent of many kids. I wish a teacher would I wish a teacher would pick up a hand, a strap, a paddle, or give a flying arrow what on earth you feel is good, and not only hit my child but leave a mark on it, and then I would dare you to turn around and tell me that if I should do the same with love from my heart, that you're going to arrest me and take my natural-born children away from me. I wish you would. I wish you would. There's no way any government should be involved with anybody's parenting styles unless the child is getting a head bashed in, split open, from mental disease happening, some disability happening, some rape and molestation going on until that day comes. And that's what a parent, a natural born parent, who's supposed to love and protect that child is inflicting on that child. Stay the hell out of a parent's business. Because you're the first ones pointing your fingers at these very people whose children, by way of what you're not allowing to happen, the inevitable results of what's going to take place is the first people that you're going to be sitting there pointing the fingers at and telling them that they're not doing their jobs. You are the most confused bunch of officials I've ever seen or heard or dealt with in my life. My take on it is I wish you would. I wish you would. We have two panelists in, and I'm going to bring them in to get started. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Carlos Ellaby Jones, also known as Stalo Jenkins.
Hey, Stalo, give me 1 second. Let me bring in the panelists behind you. You're first on cue. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Good evening, Lady Barnett, and hello, Brother Stalo. God bless
What's
you
up,
and your family, bro.
All right.
All right. Bless you all as well, man.
All right.
Welcome, gentlemen. Stalo, you're up. Give me your spin on this.
I mean, I think it's ridiculous. I think it's absolutely mad that they could propose such a bill. Now, like, this is really it's like a curveball, so I'm trying to figure out if it's an intentional distraction or if there's something else is coming. Because this is absolutely mad if they say they could put their hands on our children. Now, what I think this is another attempt for them to have authority over black and Hispanic children in the public school system. Now, they already are failing our students, okay? They're failing them and the way they're failing them is drastic. And they know this. They can't handle the fact that there is a backlash when you fail an entire community nationwide. And that backlash is perhaps you have not only jaded teachers, you got fed up teachers or people that's in the teaching profession just for the money due to the economy, but you also have students that are not going to have any of the BS that they're trying to peddle off as education in the public school system, so at certain times you can't control your classroom. But now the children that you can most have physical aggression towards and you can most dominate, you wish to make examples out of them. And now you want a legislation passed to do so. So you are automatically targeting the mindset. They don't even, these students that they are scared of don't even exist half the time. You understand? They make these students. They're already, see, because I have a mentee who just came to me recently. And he said, the beginning of this week, so that would be Monday, hit a teacher in the public school system, okay, because he was out of his seat, this teacher snatched him physically out of a classroom. Upon snatching him physically out of a classroom, she then threatened or made a threatening gesture with hot coffee as if she was going to throw it on him.
I'm sorry.
This is already going on, and now they want actual legislation saying that they can send your children home with injury, and who cares? They're already doing it to a lot of special needs children in these special education classrooms in Washington, D.C. I could tell you, I know it. Okay, they are allowed to restrain these kids, and there's always a physicality every day between a teacher and a student, always, every day. And it's normalcy. It's been accepted as normalcy. But what we have here is them trying to put away some what they feel is less desirable children okay, in a place where they can abuse them and get them ready for jail or whatever else they wanna put them to. You see, at the end of the day, anybody who supported that bill is mad out of their mind. And see, what they're trying to do is appeal to the older senators and the older legislators that pass these bills because they're older and more racist. You see what I'm saying? They come from that era of time when corporal punishment was something that could be taken out of the home and put inside of schools in certain ways. Mostly for who? Lower-income children who were usually black, minority, Hispanic. Now, these things, it's funny, it's running deep. It's running real deep. And I wonder why they threw this at us in the midst of Jordan Davis, in the midst of Trayvon Martin. And this is just ridiculous.
And Deacon?
Yes, yes.
Your turn.
You know what? I don't care. Excuse me. I don't care or give less than a flying you-know-what on any legislation or bill that they pass as far as it has to do with my child, my grandkids, or any one of them. If you put your hands on my child in the wrong way, I'm going to take action. So you might as well go ahead and prepare a cell for me because I'll be willing to go to jail.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not do they have the right to tell me how to raise my child. If you're going to come and you're going to be in my household and feed them and make the sacrifices that are necessary to raise this child, then come on. Come on. But you're still not going to put your hands on my child.
You're not even going to do that for mine.
Yeah. Because for the simple fact, I believe in not sparing the rod when it comes to mine, but I'm not going to be putting marks on my child or anything like that. There's abuse and there's discipline, and those are two different animals. They are totally different. That's like oil and water. Now, when it comes to abuse, I'm against abuse on any child or any person, period. But discipline, people. You're supposed to discipline your child. If not, they'll grow up and feel like they could just go about and do whatever the hell they want to do.
I will say this, and I do have a new panelist trying to get in. I will say this. The idea of, well, first of all, I hate when they do these blatantly disgusting things, and they know that it's inhumane, and then they try to come up with some politically beautifully polished way or some fresh air fund cause for the many that need the help and the strength. Now they have the nerve to say that passing this bill will help regulate or instill. Let me make sure that I got this correct, because I want to make sure these people realize how extremely stupid this is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Kansas spanking bill, they said, would help define corporal punishment and restore parental rights. How? First of all, parental right is this. We raise our children. We get a voice in saying what happens out when they leave our home to go to another place where someone else has to take a part of their life and be in charge of it, such as a school teacher for 8 hours a damn day. But here's the way it works, you morons. Parents are the ultimate authority in their children's life, after God, of course. And what the parents say is what goes. That means if you decide to put something for my children to view and I don't approve of it, you have to send home a, wait for it, permission slip. If you need a damn permission slip for them to watch a particular movie in school or learn about certain sexual situations, what the hell makes you think you have the right to hit my child? And if it's under the premise of you trying to keep our children's character in line, here's the way it works, once again, moronic people.
Mm-hmm.
The parent is the ultimate authority. If there's a problem in school and there is something that they have to deal with that is the rules of the school and there's a consequence, that consequence will be paid to the child. But when the parent finds out about it, as you must inform them of, it is that parent's job to go home and address the problem and discipline as they see fit. Then again, you can't turn around as a government and say, well, you deliberately and brutally put too much corporate punishment on your own child for going out there and smoking weed and getting caught having sex and going out there trying to beat up somebody who didn't need it to be beat up on. And because you tried to do that to show love and discipline to your child, but you put a mark on them, not only are we going to remove the children for their own safety and peace of mental state, mind, but we're going to give you a criminal charge and remove the children from their rightful parents. But guess what? You can't do it, but we're going to tell our whole group of paid officials who don't give a flying damn about not only your children, but their education as well. And let them do it. Really, that's going to give them morale something. If you are trying to make parenting rights and the structure of a child, you give the parents their rights without interference as it was the way this country was founded.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's look at the other factors. Back in the days, parents and teachers gave a damn. The teachers were entrusted by parents to carry out certain things that the parents' physical presence not being there needed to be carried out. We trusted teachers that would paddle our child with two or three whacks and then sit them in a corner and then tell the parents later. Nowadays, people don't like black kids. Nowadays, people don't give a damn about whether your child truly knows what they're doing as they're being promoted through a system that only tests them and determines if they're going to be promoted by an annual test and not year-round quality work. Nowadays, all teachers coming in, a majority of them, already have pegged your children in a certain inner-city area as being future thugs, corpses, or convicts. Nowadays, if they're small and white and your child happens to be tall and black, that's a threat already before your child opens his mouth or misbehaves. Why on earth do you think we're going to say, oh, please let the teachers hit our children?
Hmm. Yeah. You're right.
The culture of teachers. Yes, go ahead, sir.
You know, when you really think about it and take a real good look at it, it's just a form of the new modern day slavery.
You know,
the plantation masters and stuff like that, you know, because they did what they wanted to do without children, without wives and husbands and mothers and grandmothers, you know, and if you look at it, it's a form of modern-day slavery, and they're trying to take control of the minority families. That's basically what it is.
Absolutely. They have people, I'm sorry, Samuel, they have, right now, you have teachers that have told Haitian children that they need to eat on the floor because they're used to doing that in their animal country. You have had white people telling their black children that they are animals. That is the word they use, animals. I told a story on the show before where as a PTA, I was the president at the time having an executive board meeting with my team. I had my young son, he's 12 now, but at the time he was 3 and a half, not able to go to school yet, and I was his caretaker, so he was with me at this meeting. He was very active, loved to run. And this particular young Caucasian, just fresh out the college boat teacher, happened to be flirting with another Caucasian janitor who apparently she thought was cute, and my son running back and forth past her was interfering our little flirt session. So she says, oh my God, they're so wild and they're like wild animals, aren't they?
Whoa. Oh, really?
Well, I'm going to tell you that I got up quickly and I said, did you not just read what happened to the last white teacher who told African-American kids who happened to be from Haiti that same two words got her in trouble, suspended, and ostracized, and just within an inch of getting her ass beat? I said, my child is active. He's overactive. His mother's sitting right here. If you had a problem with it, the person that you're supposed to be addressing anything to is his mother. When you've got people leaving your children in closets and forgetting about them at the end of the day, you might not want to give them permission to touch your child.
Because that child will end up dead.
Yeah.
When you've got male teachers and physically molesting female teachers, raping your teenagers, getting them pregnant or getting impregnated by 13-year-olds, you might not want to let them be physically involved with your children whatsoever. But what you need to do is understand that a parent's right is ultimate and is the people you need to go to. Those are the people. You are quick to send in a CPS worker if your child has a flu for too many days. Because Lord knows, them being absent means that your public school funding is coming out the window.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can't sit there and put the premise of trying to make children's parental rights be reinstated when you're taking away their ultimate right to discipline their child as they see fit. Guess what, people? Homeschooling is the way to go, it seems.
You see, the corporate racist sectors of America are doing, it's despicable. We can't stand for it. That's why what I call what we do in D.C. is the We Have a Right campaign. We are going to do what our elected officials are failing at doing. You understand? Like, the United Nations has a Bill of Rights for children, so to speak, that will protect families and children's rights to be children and not be abused and oppressed like this. But the United Nations, all of these nations, that most of the civilized nations of the world today have a document that is similar, but guess who doesn't have it? United States of America and Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Two sickos.
Let's talk about those parents that don't believe in physical punishment. Why would they allow their children to go to a place that's going to instill something they refuse to teach their child about?
Mm-hmm.
There are parents that don't believe in physical touching at all for discipline.
We need some protection in these public schools. We don't have any constitutional protection in these schools whatsoever. I can't believe 19 states have already passed the law from what I've researched. 19 states are allowing these people in the public school sector who are most likely biased against so many of us in our community. Now, this is already constitutionally illegal with the Civil Rights Act and everything. From what I feel, anything that you do to a student, you have to do to each student, okay? Now, you can't do anything differently because if a student is under a protected class via Black American, female, minority, immigrant, if you're under one of those protected classes, if something happens to you that doesn't happen to everyone else, that's illegal constitutionally. So it's already illegal. How are you passing illegal law? That's why it sounds so ridiculous to us, because it's an illegal law already.
No, I think what's more ridiculous and insulting is that they actually are throwing the most blatantly stupid, moronic-sounding, nonsensical thing on the front page as their catalyst reason for doing this, and they think we're going to buy it. And there's a panelist that's been waiting. I need to bring them in. Okay, where are we? Okay. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing, Katie?
Hey, LaShonda, oh my goodness.
Hi. You doing okay?
Okay, girl, you know I want to hear what you have to say.
All right,
yeah, Mr. Deacon, how you doing?
All right, yourself.
That's good. I was listening. I had just started listening in, but I agree with you, Katie, far as the discipline. You know, I would love for them to have discipline in school. But if you raise your kids before they go to school, they know what to do and what not to do. So you're only going to have a few of them that don't know what to do and what not to do. So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you get on them. Get on the ones that, you know what I'm saying, don't know what to do. And if I got to go far as I need to put you in a corner or we need to do some time out, I'm going to call your mama. And if your mama on a whole nother level that we ain't on, then you either going to take this kid out of school or he going to be kicked out of school or, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, honey. Let me say this, just because I know I'm a little old and I'll forget what I was going to say based on what you were saying. I'm not against, if this was back in our day, LaShonda, I would
It'd
not be
different.
against I would not be against a one or two strikes because, you know what, the embarrassment of that alone might put the kid in check. And I've also been around for even in junior high school where there was a kid that was 14 years old. He was already deemed to be a thug or whatever growing up. And I'm not speaking thug in the racial sense. I'm speaking really what it means. He was going to grow up to rape, murder, kill, be in jail all his life, whatever. Now, actually, when you got to the bottom of this kid's problem, he really just didn't understand the work and no one was trying to teach this big tall kid anything. He got left back a few times. Now, for those type of kids that are out there that are violent in the classrooms and a paddle or two might work, yes, but we're not in that climate anymore. And what my biggest problem of it all is, back then, parents had were parents. Parents could be parents. The government didn't say a thing about you doing what you had to do. As a matter of fact, my father has come up for me and my siblings a couple of times and made an example of us in front of the class as a parent.
Mm-hmm. But that's where social workers come in at.
Social workers wasn't as bad back in the day. They really weren't.
No, back in our day, everybody could whoop us back in the day. The neighbors, the teachers, the whoever. We was all right with that back in the day. Now you hit my kid, I'm ready to fight.
Yeah,
no,
but that's because
you train your kid up, whoop their ass, and we wouldn't have no problem with this crime.
I'm so not referring to those out of rule, those bully children. I'm not speaking about them ridiculously moronic parents. I am not speaking on them. But you know something? Think about this, too. Even those parents, okay? Their kids are probably unruly because the government has a system in place that says, if your parents hit you too hard, call us and we'll send people in to investigate. Okay, think about it. Think about it. Even the ones that we know are childish, acting or whatever, to a point. No, the government tells your children, you could file a false complaint against your parents and we'll be there. So they have this false sense of protection from the government so that they can do things that they're not supposed to do, like go to parties we wouldn't allow them to go to, like sneak out and do drugs, have sex, do all these things. But the government can't tell a parent, don't put marks in your kid, and then turn around and say, we're going to pass a law that says the teachers can.
That's fine. That's totally fine. But when you grow up like we grew up, then 911 to our kids don't mean nothing.
That's because back then, the regulations wasn't the way they are now. So that's just a difference. It's apples and oranges. But right now, that doesn't even make sense to allow other people to put their hands on children. Think about this: if you have your own children, you already sometimes, you know, and we all understand that sometimes children will make you do something out of anger or say something out of anger. Okay, that you know that if you weren't angry, you would have done it differently or handled it differently. Do you really want to give people, unprofessionals, and I'm going to say unprofessionals, no matter what their degree of education. Now, you have people who have educational degree in, let's say biology, who have no child development knowledge, though. Okay, I respect a person who has an education degree, and if we have people with education backgrounds going into these public schools and being hired by these public schools and being monitored by these public schools, we'd have a better public school system. But we don't have that. We have people coming out of any type of background a lot
right.
of times. People with
right.
no experience dealing with children, first-year burnout teachers, which is a common term in the field, first-year burnout. There's some people that first-year burnout and continue to teach until they retire. You understand that? That's
mm-hmm.
What the? Okay, now. So,
but my thing is, if you and your kids. On one level, like me and my kids, it's 2014. I grew up in the 70s, and I know the teachers ain't compassionate, you know, like they was back, you know, when we was growing up. You probably
mm-hmm.
get anybody, everybody need a job now. So you're going to get teachers that don't care. Like I think I told y'all before, my daughter had a teacher that sat and ate chicken wings and drunk Sprite while they threw paper and stuff at her.
teachers were the problem back then too. So the problem hasn't changed, and since the problem hasn't changed, we really can't go back to the current the conditions they were that that once was, because the problem hasn't changed. Even then, the teachers weren't encouraging our students and doing so with education background for our people like they were supposed to anyway. And it's continued
on.
I don't agree with that.
Okay. I mean, that's just my
public
opinion.
Schools? You're talking about public schools and inner cities. Now, we talked
about
huge migration. But also huge migration is coming into play. And the migrations of our people. At one point, we didn't all live in inner cities. You understand that? When you were growing up, the first migration into the inner city had first just happened. Now, think about this. Now, we all are in the inner city for the most part, and then we got the suburban, the urban outskirts. They've even opened a new classification for education to classify schools, to zone schools. It's called urban outskirts. So it's not even rural and urban no more. You understand? So, and all of this is just to classify where the black people at. Where are they? Where are they at trying to learn? That's where we keep the money away from. And that's where the most neglect happens. It's already a system. That's why we have a Civil Rights Act. That's why we have the federal government supposedly coming over, trying to monitor, knowing that this system is already in place, messed up against blacks. So now we have to have a Civil Rights Act superseding things on a higher law language level that will say, If certain policies that's in place in these states are negatively affecting or could negatively affect certain classes, y'all need to take care of that. That's basically
what it's saying. I need to say this, okay, even though I know that I believe that this bill is going to be more detrimental or damaging to us, I have to say that this rule actually is a school-wide rule they're trying to implement. So even though I do believe more so than ever that this is yet another thing that they can do to go after us, it's not just us in this respect. It's the students, period. I'm not saying that the non-African American kids are going to get it as often, but in the event that it does, I don't think any child has the right. First of all, I don't believe the government has the right to take a parent's fundamental right to do a damn thing with their kids, minus raping them, killing them, you know, to that effect. When it comes to disciplining your child, however it is that you believe, be it through religious faith, except Carrie White type thing, I'm not speaking that, but be it through religious teaching, be it through homeschooling, and you want the government completely out of your way, okay, the Jewish community has their own synagogue, the Amish community has their own village, the Native Americans have their own. If that is the way that you choose to have your child raised, that is up to you, and no government has the right to interfere. But you cannot then, on the other hand, when you say these things, they're using the premise of restoring parental rights, of helping that be that village. Right? That village is being destroyed because the village they're going after is to break down these kids. Now, with regards to those that are ignorant and nowadays, and you know what we're talking about, you ain't touching my son. My son don't do not wrong. We're not talking about them, because if anything, that's probably one of the reasons why all of our children are being generalized, minus the already instilled stupid, ignorant racism that's in there.
Right.
I'm speaking
right.
about that is the reason why the stereotypes really apply to anybody who looks like us. Because there are those parents that are trying to be their kids' friends and are too young or too involved with trying to be party animals and be single parents. I'm not speaking about that because, as a matter of fact, the spanking law intermittently will probably be something those kids would need. But then again, let's break it down a little more. Even those single parents that are trying, that may be that way, don't have the right to hit their own kids because their children have a way of believing that this CPS system is their restraining order against their own parents. So those children are probably being developed because as soon as they get smart with their mothers and their mothers be like, what did you just say, and come after them, they know if I get a mark, I can go right here. I can lie and say she came after me with a knife and the government's going to take me away and I can get to do what I want to do. The government is taking a parent's right away, period. However which way the parents are, however silly they are, let's take all that off the table and talk about the fundamental parental right to discipline their own child that's being taken away, that they're trying to say that they're going to legally give to strangers. And it's the same.
That's crazy, because I tell my kids, I'll call 911 for you. What time you want me to call them?
Before or after I whoop your ass? The point is, we'll do it anyway.
Raise them like the Bible say, raise them. Then, hey, when they get on their own and do whatever they want to do, then that's totally different.
Yes, our job is to make sure that we're the no factor in their life. We are the no, I don't believe in drugs. No, you can't put your pants down. No, you can't walk around with your skirts up. No, you can't hang around with guys that are 20 while you're only 15. No, you can't go out there and listen to music that's going to promote you being a degraded item. And that we have to be that no factor. When the whole world is saying, bring it in, it's a blanket thing. Let's go. It's one big party. We are supposed to be their no factor, so they get in their head at all times that there's another way. There is a yes and there's a no, there's a right and there's a wrong. Now, when they go out on their own, when we are no longer responsible for the way that they're coming up by law, that is, they will have to make their own adult sound decisions, or not so sound. They have to fall and make their own mistakes. But we, as the parents' government, are the ones that make that happen. And I will defy any type of anything like that when it comes to raising my kids, because I'm the only one who loves them that way. We are the ones that love our children and want the best for them at all costs. We're the ones that stick in their smart mouths and their rolling of the eyes and their defiance and their rebellion. We're the one that's got to work through that. The government only deals with that when there's a statistic in play.
And if you nip it in the bud, that's first smart rolling eyes and whatever they want to do, when you get right back with them, shoot. What?
Right, but that's what I'm saying, LaShonda. The government can't take that away from you and then turn around and say that everything that's wrong about you doing it, they're going to put in a bill to give teachers who are strangers legal rights to do the very same thing. The teachers don't have the right to raise your children. They have the right to assist you in a village-like manner to raise your children from an educational standpoint, from a social growth standpoint.
But if I'm not teaching my kid nothing, if I'm not teaching my kid nothing at home, then the next place they go to is school. So, like I said, the teachers ain't like the teachers we used to have. They used to care about the education and care about us, basically. They don't care now. So, therefore, it probably would be a problem with, you know what, I don't even think I would have a problem with somebody getting with my kid if my kid was wrong.
Getting in them, no. But nowadays, the teachers who don't even care whether my kid can make a proper punctuation in a paragraph that they're behind their backs or in their face calling them niggers or calling them whatever the hell else it is. I want that person to assist.
Yeah, that's different from what I'm talking about.
Give me one second, because there's a panelist coming in, and I do have to mention that the show wants to give special thanks to Mr. Tylon Washington and the BW Moving Images Company for their sponsorship tonight. They are sponsoring the show. I should have mentioned in the beginning, I was a little heated, Tylon, so forgive me with the topic. But I do thank you for making that move of support toward us and helping us continue our mission. So Tylon Washington and the BW Moving Images Company, thank you very much. Bringing in our new panelists to add their spin to tonight's discussion. Welcome to the show, Cole. You're on the air.
Well, good evening, KD and the panel. This is Al Tariq.
Hey, welcome, Al Tariq. How are you?
I'm fine. I really like that you put that on there tonight, because I feel as though that's a hypocritical thing, because if they have it in law that you can't even yourself as their parent, you know, put your hands on your kids, that the school can, that's very hypocritical.
Empty threats.
You know, and we live, but it's no surprise to me, because when you look at it, when you see them pass laws like that, then you know what type of system that we're dealing with is based on hypocrisy. So it's really nothing to be surprised about. Nothing surprises me just about anymore. And the thing about these kids, and I know what y'all were saying as far as what you were saying, KD, as far as
bringing them up and stuff. But you know something that really brought me back to reality, and I noticed that even goes way back. This as far as, I'm going to just take it back to like 88. When you got these kids in schools or stuff like that, you know, it's hard on the parent alone, you know, let alone you having to, you know, chastise them and stuff like that, you know. But the school's job is to teach. And they're having a hard time, a very hard time with just doing that. You know, and our children, you know, influence is just so strong, and peer pressure. You know, I was reading something on that today, and I said, I never really noticed that. You know, but it's a way to do what most other kids are doing. Even the most intelligent kids, a lot of times will get drawn into it, unless they have, you know, the wisdom to make it through it. But I just really don't agree with what they said about, and I agree with what you said. How you going to have these teachers putting hands on our children, but then they're saying that we can't? That's a double standard.
It went so far as to break up the one strong figure in these two girls' lives that is a very intricate part of both boys and girls, is a strong father. A natural, biological, strong father that's involved with his daughters, that's hustling and working, that bought his daughters a computer so that he could do the best he can with the money he makes. All of you have seen him. He's an average-looking, probably construction worker father, but the most that he could do is bring home his money to be prideful of being a father in his daughter's life. And y'all saw the video. These girls had clothes on. He was hitting the sneakers more than he was hitting them. And they said that not only can he no longer have his daughters, but he's also got to be fingerprinted like a common criminal. And he served time. And he has a criminal record now. And he's not in their life as a father legally anymore. So explain that. What is the motivation behind that? Over him trying to stop some pimp from being the one that was going to take that cord and kill his kids.
Not the kids. Oh, my God. You understand what that psychologically did to those children? Those children might have had spite for their embarrassment, and now they won by using the system against their own natural father, their own natural black man father.
Well, think about what those girls are thinking now, that, oh, my God, we caused all this.
Right, and even right, because now they didn't know it was going to go like that. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and imagine those kids that, you know, don't have the malicious intent toward their parents, but they want that freedom of teenage rules, you know, being handed down by the mother or the father or both. So you know what they can do? Let's go call the white government CPS line, because you know what? Daddy just hit me with the bell. And wait. Oh, that red mark is coming up. Is it up enough? Good. Take a picture right now before it goes away.
That sounds like some kids you just started raising. That don't sound like no kids you've been raising from birth to me.
No, what I'm saying is that's what modern-day society is doing, and mostly because the government is interfering in the wrong way. Why is it? Now, guys, think really hard. Notice that every governmental case, that interference case that has happened, that's been on the front page and major stuff has happened to the families, has never been real cases of abuse, yet the ones that were being tortured, raped for weeks and days and years, it never seems to go attended, or they never seem to be in the right place to protect them before one of them kids have been tortured beyond bodily recovery or dead.
That's right. That's right.
Why the hell did the government interfere with the special needs school security guard that just let this little boy go leave the school to his death?
They're too worried about marginalizing poor people instead of helping them.
Mm-hmm.
They're too busy trying to take over. You're damn right. Yeah. But like I said, I would have no problem with this law if the teachers were the quality and caliber they once were. If I could go to a school in an inner city neighborhood right now and find one teacher, which, by the way, before I even continue, yes, there are three I know right now. Miss Dory Robinson, PS 37, Springfield Gardens in Queens. Mr. Naya Clyburn, who's also a preschool teacher and to a second grade teacher out in Queens, and also to Ms. Lucy Bowman of used to be of Flint, Michigan. I don't know her personally, but having volunteered for a previous radio show and hearing what her beliefs are, she's one of the old school teachers who truly believes she'll put a foot in somebody's butt if necessary and to hell with the new standards of the so-called public school system. To you three ladies and those like you that I don't know that exist, I thank you. I thank you for standing up for our children and not taking or selling them short, allowing anything that will belittle them or cause them failure to be in your classrooms. So thank you. And moving on to my next point, as I was saying, okay, if these teachers gave a damn and there were red pen marks on my kid's English essay, if I could hear a teacher go, oh, no, you're not going to give me excuses why you can't do this homework when you clearly didn't try to give it your best shot. I'm not going to let you misbehave in my classroom because that's just distracting the other kids that want to learn, and you're selling yourself short. And I'm going to speak to your parents about it, and I'm going to let your parents know. If I see a teacher like that, I personally have a private arrangement giving them permission to take over where I can't in the 8 hours of class time. I have done it. I have sat in a private meeting with that teacher and my child, whichever child it was at the time, and I said, here's the deal. Okay, this teacher is pushing for you to be in advanced class because she recognizes your potential. You know my rule. My children know one thing. Out of all the damn things in the world that I don't want to hear at a parent-teacher conference is that you were talking during class. Because when you're talking during class, you rob yourself and you rob those kids that choose to be respectable of the teacher's time and learn something. A fight, you could always get to the bottom of why the fight happened. But you physically beating up on someone or disturbing the class, that's a problem for me. So when we sit in a parent-teacher conference and I see a teacher that truly gives a damn about my child trying to get up there and make something of themselves, and Lord knows if we're in a bad neighborhood trying to give them a vision out of their physical circumstances to look ahead to, I am not going to ever take that parent, that teacher's right away to run her classroom the way he or she sees fit. And I have had those conversations. You know what? When I'm at work and you can't reach me, get him, and I'll deal with him later. All I ask of you is that you tell me what you did, why you had to do it, and what was the situation, so that after you took care of your castle, I could bring him home and handle him in mine. But nowadays, you think I trust that damn teacher, especially those little peppy little girls that come out of straight out of high school with their fresh off the press associate's degree or BS, BA in, I call it BS because that's what it is in my opinion, but a BA degree in teaching and mathematics, and they're so happy and they're going to do everything. And guess what? You're a really wild animal, so at the end of the day, I'm just going to get you out or fail you. I'm going to do that and give them a paddle for my kid too? Right. I wish you would. let me go to Al-Tariq. Let me get a little bit more of your spin on the situation, and then, Deacon, I want you to reiterate whatever it is you were saying, dear.
Okay.
Al-Tariq?
Yes, I'm here.
You first.
Okay, the only thing that I'm seeing, too, is how they get to even be able to push a lot of these laws through legislation. You know, a lot of times, you know, it's because of lack of a push from the people, you know, who is getting enforced upon, you know, or getting passed on to. Because if enough of us, just like I was reading today, that's funny how you talked about this topic, because I had got a book today and I was reading on it, you know, about schooling of our youth and stuff, you know, and in particular black youth, you know, and it's just so bad because of the fact that you have where, you know, it's not enough of us, like how you say, going out to these parent and teachers meetings and things like that. So if enough of us aren't banding together to, you know, get them, you know, to sway them to do the things that need to be done, which requires us being on top of our jobs and being at all these meetings that's given and all that, all those things collectively, then these are the things that we will have to come to expect. Because if a people are just sitting down taking everything and not standing up for nothing, then they're going to give you what they want to implement. You know, and it's just not, you know, it's never, we never going to be able to get the rock rolling if we don't do something. If you're just sitting back, people just going to throw you a bone and that's it.
Deacon, you are very heavily involved in community activities out there. You're very heavily involved with the church activities, and you definitely, aside from your own personal plan, you deal with a lot of the youth. What's your take on this? What do you feel is the solution? And what is it that you think will be a benefit if this law was to be in place, and or if you just feel it's an outright failure situation?
Well, I don't think there's a need for it to be in place in the first place. Now, I have to agree with Shonda as far as when your child leaves your home, you should already have them prepared, because that's where it starts at. It starts at the foundation at home. You know, and if you don't prepare your child and discipline them yourself before he even gets to school, before he becomes of age to get to school, you're not going to have a problem. Now, like she said, the ones that you're going to have the problems with are the ones that these so-called parents that are not pouring into their children discipline and teaching them the rights and the wrongs and the way they should act when they go to school. That's where you're going to have the problem. Now, when I was going, at one point I was going to a Catholic school. I got paddled. Now I'm going to tell you right now, some of them weren't always fair. These nuns were not all fair. Because they let some of these little white kids get away with some of the stuff that they wouldn't let us get away with. And there were times to where I went home and I couldn't even sit down, but I couldn't tell my mother and my father, because I knew what I had did was wrong in the first place, that I couldn't tell them because I knew I'd get another butt whooping. So the situation now is, I don't think a situation like that would work. Is The solution to the whole thing is the parents have to be involved with these schools, and you're not getting a lot of that now.
Mm-hmm.
They push these kids out to the schools like the schools are babysitters, and these schools are not babysitters. They're not there to babysit your kids. And I can understand you have a lot of these single parents that are going to work and stuff like that. But when it comes to your child, you will find time to take off and get up to that school and find out what's going on with your child.
Indeed. And I will say this, we have to prepare them, absolutely, and at the same token, in being able to prepare them first, the government needs to stay the hell out of our raising of our children.
I agree.
The government needs to stop giving us this double-edged sword. Well, on one hand, you're responsible for the way your child turns out and gets turned into society. On the other hand, when we raise them correctly and send them to society, you're busy shooting them down because their color isn't right. But on the other hand, when we're trying to see our own signs in our children that needs to be corrected, you're saying, take care of it, but don't leave a mark.
Mm-hmm.
But wait a minute. You can't leave a mark, but we can.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go to you, Salo. Give me your update. Carlos? Okay, LaShonda?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, can you hear me?
I'm here.
I was sorry, I was talking.
We have a talk here, buddy. What's which one?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the federal government has the nerve, the absolute nerve. They haven't come in for Jordan Davis's murder. They haven't come in for Trayvon Martin's murder. I haven't heard anything, but they'll come in, and there'll be this widespread mission to put their hands on our children, the children that they won't protect from gunfire, from white male gunfire.
They haven't even put justice on a girl that's been dead for 7 years and given her the proper charge under which her death should be investigated. So where do they feel that they are in any high power? to override a natural parent's love and concern for her or his own children? Who are you to have the right to say that you as a father don't have the right to do everything that it takes to get the message across to your daughters that your bodies are something that somebody will try to entice, lure you in, take, and kill you for? But then turn around and say, just hit them. Don't do anything. Teach them they don't get it. Call them stupid and hit them and get them out of here. At least a parent's discipline has a message behind the madness. What would a teacher's discipline do except to tell you, you're in my world, you're disrespecting me, the queen or the king, and since I don't like what you have to say and I have this license to bust your ass, that's what I'm going to do.
You ain't going to bust their ass if that's just what you want to do. You better get
that's
it together.
Tell me what the message is behind this bill. Tell me what kind of quality, characteristic shaping this is doing. Tell me nowadays, let's forget the fact that they used to do it in public school, in private school. Let's forget Sister Agnes. Let's forget that. Let's talk about the here and the now, what the government is doing now. I remember back in the day when they sent a social worker to somebody's house, all your stubborn dad had to do was say, no, she got out of line, and it was just a mistake, and that was it. But I went after her to go and get this because she said X, Y, and Z. They looked at him like, okay, I get it. Listen, keep him in line. I'll see you later. You're a pastor. You're a lawyer. Clearly, you wouldn't have abuse in mind. You tell me right now what it is that they have in mind for your children to better them. Tell me if there's any public school teacher right now, with the exception of those that the shoes do not apply to. Tell me what it is that they're spanking in the schools nowadays. What kind of message or betterment or improvement or quality message is it going to be given our children? I do have to take a break. You guys think that over, and I want to see what you think about it when I get back, okay?
Okay.
1 second.
All right.
I'll be back in about 5 minutes. This is actually Michael Jackson's Tabloid Junkie, him telling everybody, if you don't have anything, good to see you. If you don't know me, keep my name out your mouth. So until then, I'll be back in about 4 and a half.
In the news today from the Strange and Weird Fact File, singer Michael Jackson sleeps in an oxygen chamber. The singer says that the hyperbaric chamber has the benefit of reversing the aging process.
sexual.
The On the Edge Show with KD Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. KD and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Tonight's episode is sponsored by Kylon Washington and the BW Moving Images Company. Thank you, Mr. Washington, once again for his sponsorship contribution to tonight, to the show to tonight. Okay. We are on the discussion. Government says, keep your hands off your child. Let the teachers do it. Speaking on the fact that there are currently 19 states are allowing a spanking protocol by teachers to students. And in addition, they are trying to pass a new bill. I don't know if it's to make it nationwide and complete across the states, but they're allowing our schools to spank children. As a matter of fact, the bill is stating that the teacher can strike your child up to 10 times. Mm-hmm. And there could be enough brute force where marks can be left. I don't know if that's so the teachers could get their point across or feel like they really did a good job whacking your kid. But either way, my problem is, coming from that angle, there is no real message behind the discipline given from a teacher, whereas a parent's discipline would definitely have a follow-up message of understanding why that took place. And in addition, they're taking the parents right away to do it with CPS and government interference and children being able to file false claims whenever they don't want to make a curfew or think that after they broke a curfew, they're going to get punished. And here we go with the familial upset.
And without
the father, as I brought up before, there's a father, as I brought up before, that has served time, got his rights taken away, his rights to see his daughter taken away, the children stripped of a father, because he disciplined his child in what they figured was abusive corporal punishment with a cable cord that he hit their sneakers and their fully clothed bodies with after finding that they were posting sexual videos of themselves on Facebook at 12 and 14. He's in jail. He can't see his children. His children are not being able to be raised legally now with their father because he's in the system now as an abuser as well.
He should have whooped their ass with a belt. Whooped their ass with a belt on a weekday and tore their ass up with a stencil cord on the weekend. The march would have been gone.
The problem was that he videotaped it and showed it. But see, his intention was to show those same people that they were selling these or giving out these video views to, that this is what they're doing. And I'm telling you as their father, they ain't as grown as you think, and I don't accept it. He wanted them to be publicly humiliated as well as send a message that this is not girls that come from a broken home or a neglectful parent or an ignorant parent who's unaware, who doesn't love their children, who's making them easy targets for those people out there who recruit girls into prostitution because they have bad lives.
That's why, you know what, you got to call, you know what, call 911 before you whoop their ass. She had the police come on to the house. And I'm going to whoop their ass. I'm about to tear them up because blase split. So what y'all want to do, you're going to watch me. And a lot of them just going to watch you whoop their tail because they know they wrong.
I would imagine they did call.
A lot of them need to just call 911 first. Call 911, have them come on out and watch me whoop their ass. Because either I'm going to whoop them or the government going to whoop them like you say. Somebody need to
whoop
them.
You're
going to
whip them or some pimp is going to whip them until they die. And that's the thing. That's what these girls were headed for. You were showing sexual videos of yourself. You're twerking in 3D on a damn webcam. Are you kidding me?
That's because they didn't get their ass whooped when they was 2 and 3 years old.
No,
yep.
That's what that was.
They did, LaShonda. The problem was white government
said no. I can't believe
it. We don't do that. They were living in a situation where mom was raising them but father gets them, you know, on weekends and things. He was an active presence in their life. He was a working dad. He wasn't a thug.
You said mama raising them and daddy getting them on weekend? Mama raising them, they watching mama twerk. And on the weekend, they think that shit cool, and when they go to daddy, it's good to twerk. No,
I can't always say
like
that all the time. LaShonda, I cannot always say that all the time. Everybody keeps on trying to put these bad kids out on single moms. There are plenty of single parents that are actively involved. Your children still leave your house to a peer pressure world and do what the hell they want to do when mommy and daddy ain't looking. That's exactly what happened to this father. We have to stop doing that. I'm not saying that a big major part of the change in today's mannerisms, youth mannerisms, doesn't come from the fact that the actual structure of a household is way different from when we grew up. But that is not the cause. Listen, I raised my children, and I know for a fact I'm as old school as they come. Y'all heard me make that joke all the time that my children say, who does that anymore, Ma? It's 2014. And each year I go back a year, and I tell them out there, it's 2014, I don't control the world, and here it's 1986, and I'm the boss. But that doesn't work all the time. That doesn't work all the time. And I haven't had a date in 2000 and since God knows when for anybody to say, oh, she must be watching, dealing with a lot of men. Definitely all of you know how hard I work.
Yeah.
So there's nothing that anybody can put on this household to say that my children trying to dress a certain way or getting caught up in something was something that they learned from here or that I would condone here. So I'm not putting the way these children are turning out solely on single. And then what's not put off, they're saying single mothers. There's a lot of single father households that this happens into.
I don't know. Yeah. I think if you get them from day one, then
it's not always a guarantee. But the point is, forget all that right now. We're talking about the fact that the government is allowing these teachers to do something that they're telling the parents who it's their natural first right to do. That the parents can't do and leave Mark, but now they're going to turn around and save some stranger from all walks of life who can't stand my child and don't know my child, except from 8 to 3 p.m., who's not really trying to help my child really understand what it means to be successful in life.
But your child shouldn't even be at school trying to get beat down. Your child should be in school ready to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. and they don't have the right to have a paddle in their hand simply because big, tall Brian Jones came in. He's too black for whatever, or he's just a loudmouth. He might get a little testy. So you know what? I'm just going to whack him. Oh, wait a minute.
So you know what, Katie? That sounds like some discrimination. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'm not looking at it in the same sense as you giving it to me. You know, no,
what
my
I'm
child ain't finna go to school because they being black.
I'm saying, overall, forget the discrimination aspect of it. I'm just saying that what I will say, though, is that the racism and discrimination that's already in place in everything else in life, this is only going to help them facilitate that a little more with something else. But I'm speaking overall about a government taking a parent's right away from their own discipline and raising of the child that they birthed and carried and conceived and created and did all this stuff and will put you in jail and destroy your family for abuse and too much of corporal punishment. But now we're going to turn around and make it a legislative bill, a law you must follow, giving these teachers a free pass to beat your children with marks and corporal punishment. How the hell does that work?
It doesn't.
No, that ain't going to happen.
You know, because there's a such thing as age discrimination. There's such thing as child discrimination. That's why there's Children's Bill of Rights all over the world and in several states. But, you know, I know District of Columbia doesn't have one, and I know several other, most other places with inner cities with black populations don't. For some part, some reason, I'm not. Now, when we talk about discrimination and everything, I don't understand why we keep going into hyper-personal situations that would apply to our own children. When we talk about legislation, it's like we're in a courtroom. You got to take all your biases off and talk about what would be best for all of our children and protected classes under United States law or whatever, if you want to take it there or if you want to just keep it here to the community. Therefore, you know, if you have any type of sense to, you know, higher to patriotic Chris or anything, this is what it is. You know, we got to think about will this affect any child discriminatorily, regardless if it will affect yours that way, even if you, because I know it's going to be a lot of teachers. I hope a child don't end up hurt, and there's going to be some teachers end up hurt.
Oh, yeah.
There's a panelist coming in. I need to bring them in. There's a panelist coming in today. Well, give me a minute. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Tanya calling from Richmond, Virginia. Hi, KD and friends.
Hi, Tanya. Welcome.
Hi. Okay,
this is something
that's kind of close to my heart because I'm a mother. I have three daughters. Now, I have controversy in my own home because I never wanted their father to hit them because as a man, I don't think you should hit a girl. So that
right.
was my own issue that I had in the house, and we had plenty of arguments about that, but that's a different topic. Now,
right.
imagine how I feel about having a teacher hit my child.
I don't want anybody to hit your child, basically.
And
you
the
wouldn't
thing
want
is,
nobody
when
to
I was
hit
reading
them.
Up about this law, there's really a fine line as to when they're allowed to hit them. And the one thing that really bothered me is if they come to school late, the teachers are allowed to spank them. When, if they're coming to school late, 9 times out of 10, it's the parents' fault that they're late to school.
Right.
But the child can get beat for that, and I definitely have a problem with that. I was late to work today. Can you imagine if my boss would have hit me?
What?
I know you personally. I know where that would have went.
It's like, if it's not good for adults, it damn sure isn't good for children. In all 50 states, it's illegal to beat a prisoner. Illegal to beat a prisoner.
So it's illegal.
You're going to allow a teacher to hit my child at the age of 5? No.
And in addition, you can't do it.
No.
And in addition, the law says you can't do it.
Exactly.
In addition, Tanya, the law says you as a parent can't get so angry or so hurt or so scared that you can't react in the heat of a moment. And in addition, you're not allowed to pick up a belt. You're not allowed to pick up a shoe, a flip-flop, a paddle, a foot file, nothing. But they can do that.
Exactly.
For whatever reason, that's
the other thing that I really had a problem with is when I was reading the reasons. If they get an answer wrong or they're being quote-unquote disruptive, which could be somebody coughing. My daughter is in the seventh grade, and she said her teacher told her to stop coughing because she was disrupting the class.
What?
Oh, please.
I'm like,
well,
really? I said, okay, you know me, Katie.
You're a black man.
Who?
You can't.
You're
coughing,
and
cough.
Your teacher's telling you to stop because you're disrupting the class?
No, you can't do
that's
that.
That's crazy. That is
yeah, imagine she was in one of those 19 states because, believe me, I checked, it's not here in Virginia. She could have got because she was being disruptive to the class. I mean, seriously?
No, I wish. Touch mine for coughing if you want to.
Exactly.
Flat out. Touch me
how I
feel. Matter of fact, touch me for sneezing if you want to.
Matter of fact, touch me for being late.
Imagine
this. Everybody,
imagine, come on here.
I had a teacher grow my 7-year-old twins who were six at the time, and said to them, why did you come to school without the uniform? Why are you not dressed in your uniform? What happened to your gloves? What the hell did the child know about why mommy put the uniform on him today? Why are you telling my child that he doesn't have enough school supplies? I mentioned that because that would be something that they would put under the you're allowed to be paddled for. There is discipline, love from a parent for future purposes, for growing up into learning life, to understanding consequences, and then there's just a teacher who knows nothing about you, cares nothing about you past 3 o'clock.
That's when I was in the office. They didn't have no uniform. They don't have this. But they going to go to school today. So what y'all want to do?
Let me tell you something. They are going to school. I don't care if they got jeans and a T-shirt. If that's what the hell mommy had that week because I couldn't do laundry on the specific day to meet your deadline, they're going to school. Do they have their books yet? Is their homework done yet?
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell
I don't
they
think
have
having
to...
a uniform or not having a uniform on is going to stop them from learning. It's
learning,
not going to, as a teacher,
but
you're doing your job
with,
teaching
them.
Hitting
them with a panel will.
They're not dressed the way you want them to be dressed.
Students will not be able to learn under the threat of violence. Excuse me, we already know it. I mean, scholars know this. So why don't the legislators know? Imagine this. How about this? How about all adult citizens is legal for corporate punishment against our representatives if they do something we don't like? If you like governors, president, whoever. Now, wouldn't that be crazy? That's equally crazy.
If it's not
your
good enough.
Child is not supposed to go to school with the understanding that they are going into a hostile environment. Hostile environment doesn't just mean their fellow students trying to bully them. What the hell do you think they're going to perceive a paddle in some stranger's hand? If they get that same message from their parents who know that they just broke a cookie jar they wasn't supposed to be trying to get to, and this is what's going to come to them, and you as a government is telling me that's not the way you teach the child. If they have scissors and they're headed to the outlet, you have to give them a timeout.
How are we legalizing violence?
How are we legalizing violence against children? And disproportionately against people of color and people that are already marginalized in other ways. There's a lot of different classes. Disabled children. Come on now. Some people might get upset with a truly disabled child. Who knows?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Come on.
They shouldn't be teaching. They should
be teaching.
I mean,
we already know most of these teachers shouldn't be teaching. Most of these teachers are teaching every day.
That's right.
Every day, coming in the classroom, playing
games.
That's
another bottom line. They need to screen these things they're bringing in to teach your children a little more closely. Maybe give them some paddling and see how they can handle it. That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's when site evaluations are not effective. Paddle their asses and see what they're doing when they get in
the teachers.
Yeah,
right.
If you're teaching my child and my child come home with an F, then I get to go up there and beat your butt because obviously you're not doing your job.
Right.
Yeah, and my kids come home and don't understand something you're supposed to have taught them. I'll paddle you.
Exactly.
I got five words again. I wish a teacher would. I wish a teacher would.
They're
if
my
you
words
haven't seen
right
anything,
there.
I wish a teacher would. That's coming from my African American side. Okay, you haven't heard the Latin side come out yet.
And
you
it ain't even
got to
be. I wish a teacher would. I wish you would. How about
I
that?
I wish you would.
I don't
ooh,
care
I
who
wish
you. I wish
would.
You would.
I wish the teacher would.
You know, and the way things are today, you have a lot of these teachers that come into the inner city schools that are coming from the suburbs, and they're not used to behavior problems that an inner city child may have. So you come in from a suburb, and you don't even have any kids of your own, and you have authority to spank one of these children. Oh, no. I've dealt with a few of these teachers that have what I call snooty attitudes, that I've gone up to the school and tried to talk to them, and it's like they try and talk over my head, and I have to let them know, hey, look, let me explain something to you. First of all, I am not uneducated, and your attitude as far as me as a parent coming up here to have a discussion about my child, and for you to show the negative attitude that you're showing, I don't even understand why you're here trying to teach my child.
Mm-hmm. They want a job. Everybody need to be employed. They're here just to have a job. And
they
that's
need
sad.
To do a better job on screening some of these teachers, because some of these teachers have personal problems of their own self.
And in a situation like you described, naturally a teacher in a situation where you from the suburbs or you from rural area and coming into an urban inner city trying to teach children who you are not familiar with, you're naturally going to have a lot of on-the-job frustration. And that frustration is then naturally going to be taken out on through passive and overt aggression towards the children. Through the school system. Now, this is common sense. This is true common sense. There's no way to get around it. Where's the way to get around it? What's the basis? They don't have to have basis to do these things. What's the foundation? Somebody give it to me. They have to cite something. It's got to be, because I got to cite things if I say anything. And I feel that's crazy. That's crazy if they just doing that.
I'm actually getting some Twitter responses. Okay, so those of you that are listening, I could do Facebook really well, but I'm just learning this Twitter stuff. And there's a couple of you that I don't know that's responding and following the show and tweeting me. So if you are at Chance LeBron, okay, do me a favor and tweet me and let me know who you are so I know who I'm responding to, because you have some very, very deep viewpoints that really go along with the mission of the show, and I appreciate it. But I really don't know Twitter yet. I'm just learning it, and I'm just starting to tweet with you all. So I'm not ignoring you, listeners. Those of you that are better tweeters than you are Facebookers, just bear with me. I'm coming along, okay? So Chance_LeBron, do me a favor and let me know who you are, and thank you for your viewpoint today. I don't agree with government interfering, and you guys know this about me, with the way parents raise their children. Barring a parent that gets drunk and comes after their kid with a crowbar, a branding iron, their penises or their vaginas, something to that effect, listen, parents need to raise their children against this horrible society, this altered, I don't know, cult generation. They need to do whatever it takes to learn how to adapt to the changes, to rise up to the challenge, to be a step ahead of the predators that are out there luring your children with new ways. So no government has the right to tell a parent that any method is not a good method. Okay? However, you cannot then tell a parent who is the child's first responsible caretaker, the child's first teacher, the child's first example to life, to social growth, to becoming a man or a woman in the future. The rights that they are naturally given, you cannot take that away, giving them specifics on how they can discipline their child, and then tell them that you're going to take them away from their families because the level of stuff that they use were just too much for discipline. Then turn around and say, we're going to pass a bill from our government that says that teachers can do the same damn thing. Meanwhile, what a parent does has a love message behind it, an intention, understanding, something that will teach what the consequence of a bad action was to their child with love to follow. And all you're getting, all the only message a teacher will be able to give with a paddle or electric shock therapy or pins and needle on their butts or whatever it is that they're using, is that you're in my turf and you're not following by my rules. You stood up, you coughed, you were too loud, you didn't wear a uniform, you were late, your test was wrong, why weren't you thinking, you shouldn't have asked for a pen while I was talking, bang, 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 here you go. What comes after that? And then you were to talk about that children who were raised in spanking households learn to resolve things with violence. What do you think a stranger's saddle is going to do for them? At least at the end of my whipping, they're going to be hearing these words. I love you, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to keep the streets from getting you. Now go on in your room, take your ground, and I love you, and I'll see you later. Now you tell me what effectiveness they're going to have to hear a stranger say, bang, you were late, bang, why didn't you finish your test, bang, you were behind everybody, guess what, you're a little nigger, get the hell out of here. You're an animal. You need to eat on the floor. You're going to grow up to be a thug. You're going to be nothing but a jailbird. Oh, well, this is your problem. You don't want to deal with your education. Grow up and be a dummy. That's certainly going to be effective. It's character improvement, you morons. Go ahead, LaShonda. I believe you were trying to chime in.
No, that wasn't me. I was listening.
Was it you, Tanya?
No, but the only thing that I can add to that is you have to also imagine, like I said, with the children that are in middle school, they're going from class to class to class to class. So if you have seven classes in a day, you mean to tell me that all seven of these teachers have the right to hit my child for whatever reason they see fit, and that's okay? But like you said, I can't discipline my child for sassing an adult or doing something that I know is detrimental to them. I don't have that right, but these seven people who are going to teach my child for a couple of months at best, and then she's disappeared from their life, they have the right to do that? No. I just don't understand their line of thinking where they're sitting there thinking that this is okay. Of course, you know, you hate to go there, that it's a bunch of old white men that are probably sitting there making this rule, because I can't see anyone else that's sitting there saying that this could possibly be okay. Yeah, let the teachers beat the children. Yeah, that's fine. I just can't see any normal-headed middle American person saying that that's okay.
Even without the right to hit us, I remember having a teacher in like first or second grade actually stand us up, all the males in the classroom, and specifically on the males, maybe one female, I think one female, she was supposedly the bad female or whatever. We all stood up, and she pointed out, she said, I don't want to see, but I know in the future I'm here, there's going to be a manhunt to find you. And said everybody's names. It said there was going to be a manhunt to find you, to find you. Basically, the bad people basically saying you're going to be on the news and da 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 da. And without even, and this is the sick, sadistic mind of a first grade teacher, a second grade teacher.
Wow.
This is
so. Second grade is what, about seven?
Yeah.
And this is what you're teaching this child that he's going to be. You're predicting a future he doesn't even understand yet while he's busy trying to do it in his innocent eyes, iconicizing of somebody like a basketball player that he wants to be like. And you're telling him what practically the slave master said back in the day, that, you know what, Malcolm X, you shouldn't want to be a lawyer because that's not a job for you.
Yep.
And that's without the right to hit.
Well, it's just the point that if you just look at things overall in society and how things are going, and if you've even, like, over the last so many years watched these programs like documentaries where they've had these certain children and they show you how they act in school, the schools that they are showing to you are predominantly black schools. So that's a little ploy anyway. And then lately I've been watching things where police have been locking up little children, 6 years old, 9 years old, in these schools. See, and a lot of people don't see a lot of things that's coming down the pipe, and they even call it school-to-prison pipeline. So they're trying to prep these children to get them ready for these type of situations. And if we don't see, have the foresight to see these things that they're setting in motion, then they're just going to continue to roll in motion. So we have to counter these things when we can. And if we don't, they're going to keep dictating to us the way our children should go. Yeah, look at these little beasts, these little monsters. This is the way we've been perceived for many a generation now. So we have to flip that around. Or if not, they're just going to keep making up these unjust laws and trying to get rid of our children. They're doing it with the police, with a lot of our unarmed black citizens. So you think that they have a problem with children who they see, or they trying to deem as unfit for our schools? They won't have a problem doing it at all, because they never really ever had a problem to do it.
Awesome point, awesome point. You know, and all of you have brought some very intriguing input to this discussion. All of you have brought your frustrations as parents. Definitely, Tanya, I know. We've been there. You remember, we grew up in a school that actually gave a damn. And we had those tough teachers and the ones that didn't bite their tongue with parents or students when it came down to making sure we were on the right track with education.
Definitely.
Those are the caliber of teachers and the quality of teachers that the parents would entrust this type of discipline being handed down from them. Nowadays, who would you trust? When all you see now is teachers, you know, molesting or involving themselves with students. When all you see is somebody being exposed for trying to have our children cross-dress, but yet telling our children that they can't write about Malcolm X. When the government is telling them that, you know, you're not good enough all year if you don't pass a standardized test at the end of the year. That the government is saying to our inner city and public school children that, listen, guess what? Private and suburban schools during a blizzard gets an instant pass on going to school in that storm, but you have to wait till 6 a.m. till we find that if we deem you worthy this storm of being kept home. Who do you trust in that facility, in that environment, to be above a parent's right to do the same thing you're trying to pass a legislation to allow these teachers to do? If you could find out of 45 teachers in a school, one that you trust exclusively and explicitly to hand that type of authority to as a parent, kiss them. Because sadly, America, our school systems are failing these children horribly.
Right.
Sadly, America, the Great Grand Freedom Act, or whatever it is that this country was supposed to be founded on, that gave the perception to all the other countries around them that we were the greatest megapower on earth. It's starting to look like a very confused inner backyard mess. And as parents, if you let this bill pass, shame on you. As parents, stand up against governmental interference with CPS having these rights to walk into your home because your angry teen did what most teens do when they want to break a curfew. And say what a horrible B-word you are as a mom and what a messed up idiot you are as a father, because that's what the time that they're supposed to hate you. at that moment, the teens are starting to think that you're the alien pie person. What do you know? You're an adult. You didn't go through zits. You didn't go through people bullying you. You didn't have thick glasses. You didn't need to be too short as a man. What do you know as an adult? They're supposed to think that we're crazy. They're supposed to think that we're the enemy. They're supposed to go out there and try to rip apart all the structures you put in place as a parent to keep them in line until they grow older to understand what you're saying to them. But until then, I wish the teacher would.
Is it? I have a question for you, KD.
Absolutely.
Do you know, is it a law in New York? Because I know it's
no,
19,
not,
I'm not sure which 19 states.
I didn't see New York listed there because I think New York parents will probably have a bigger mob at Penn Station and World Trade and every place else before that could happen, as much as we've been messed up with. But I'm
I do
look.
Believe it's in Florida, which really doesn't come as a surprise. So.
Oh, I was going to say surprise.
Alabama.
I know it's not here in Virginia.
Well, it seems like it was in a lot of southern states.
I believe, Salo, did you not say that it was mostly like the southern states, and then you made a comparison that it was ironically the southern states that gave the emancipation of slavery or whatever it was a problem?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the southern states always wanted to have a reason to use corporal punishment against all types of black people and children especially, and even call black men boys and all types of things. So they already have it instilled in their culture that they want to put their hands on you if you don't fall in line with the southern way of life. They already do it, you know. So it was funny to me how many southern states fell in line with the law when I saw it. I said, look at here. Oh, and look at this one. Oh, and look at that one, you know. And it's funny to me because I'm not going against any southern states. There was a lot of southern states I didn't see. You see, the thing is, there need to be some southern states to stand up in this day and age and stop playing games. They know that's discriminatory. They know that's the white man showing off. They know it down there, you know. And they shouldn't allow that to be going on right now. You know, not only should it not pass anymore, but it should be abolished elsewhere.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I actually have the states in front of me, I believe. Let me go back. I hate when this thing scrolls down. Okay, Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Wyoming.
Mhm. I said Alabama. That's why I stay.
Funny. Well, I thought Oklahoma had more of the Moors and the homeschooling, like, you know, really predominant homeschooling in Oklahoma. So I'm a little shocked with that one.
But I bet you the districts that they most apply corporal punishment incidents are in districts that are mostly black or mostly low income. I bet you, bet you, bet you. Because they got...
That's your homework assignment. That's your homework assignment.
Okay, that's the homework assignment.
There you go. That's your homework assignment. You get back to me on that. And we will have a follow-up. There is a panelist that's waiting to come in. Give me a second. Welcome to the show, Corey. You're on the air.
No, Katie, this is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
Hello, what's your how are you guys? All right. I just wanted to say I've been doing some calling around ever since I was first made aware of this thing via the listening group. And what I got from my particular congressman, from his aide, should I say, is that the bill is a bill where they're supposedly making it legal for caregivers, meaning parents, teachers, anybody else, permission to spank a child so hard that it would leave marks on the child, a light bruise or a red mark. Whereas nowadays, you know, they say you can't leave a mark on a child. This would essentially say you can. Now, when I asked, would it be something that would require parental consent, like can a teacher just hit my child without me giving them consent? I didn't get an answer on that.
It's
so
lies.
I'm right. I'm not sure which way that's going to go, but it still it doesn't play out any different because we all know that minority children get more negative press in the classroom. They get more negative attention. They get punished harder and more frequently for doing this, having the same type of behavior. So we're essentially still saying the same thing that you guys have been saying, but I guess the make you feel good about the situation, if you will, that I guess they're aiming for is to say, well, look, no, it's not just teachers. You parents can spank your children too now.
Oh, thank you very much, government. Thank
right.
you. Thank you, because you were sitting in there when we were going through about 40 hours of labor. You were there. You were there when we were trying to make a decision whether or not we're going to bring this kid in. Thank you. You're so kind.
All parents, you don't have to accept that because, one thing, you don't have to accept their permission to spank your child. They don't have the right to tell you not to. Even though they say they do, it's really empty threats and it's state. These things are state regulated, so it's not even a. There is no Children's Bill of Rights yet. People, I'm trying to. Hopefully, we can get one actually there, so where the federal government have something to do with keeping people out of our business.
Right.
Okay? So,
right.
So, yeah.
I
so at
give
the end
you a couple of quotes from the ABC News report on this story in an article. Okay, ABC News quoted a parent as saying, "A." They don't allow us to hit our children, okay? Why would they do it? And then Tanya, ironically, somebody practically quoted you word for word. They said, we're not allowed to hit a prisoner. We do not hit in the military. Why do we give prisoners more protection than we give our school children? Bam.
Ain't that crazy? Bye-bye.
Sure.
Okay.
Because
even
in the Constitution, that's
really. Even if a parent doesn't agree with corporal punishment, it is their right to do so. I was raised with some spankings. I could tell you right now that I would have considered some of that abuse, but I will tell you that at the end of the day, we understood exactly what it was for. We realize now that we're older and wiser that the things we would have done back then and not been disciplined for, we would have hated our parents for not telling us the right way to go or for giving the damn enough to step in and do something.
Wow.
Where do you get off as a person who knows nothing about me unless I become a part of any one of your systems, such as the jail system, the court system, the welfare system? How do you get the right to tell me how to raise a child that I spent the physical blurry crap going through to get here?
Yep.
How do you denounce our country's own legal statutes about this is a free country and the right of family is sacred and not to be interfered with, that the right of church is something that we can practice freely without ridicule, without interference? How do you give the teachers more conscientiality approach to do with our child's information what they will, while you have those very leaders telling us what it is we're not allowed to do in our own schools with our own associations with our children's information? Who gives you this right?
But you know what, Katie? They sneak these things in because me, I'm from Florida. I don't live there currently, but I'm from Florida. I just moved away maybe a few years ago. A lot of the things they sneak in, I can tell you from the perspective of a Floridian, the average black person in Florida or minority in Florida isn't aware of what's going on with the legal system. These parents aren't going to find out that teachers can hit their children until their children come home with a bruise.
Yep.
And then they're going to go up to the school, and there might be teachers going home with bruises, and then the lawmakers are going to say, maybe we should look at this law.
You know, yesterday when we had the petition, the Lavina Johnson petition conversation, one of the things that was brought up with regards to the Army or the Commander-in-Chief, LaQuay brought up a point that while it was about the military situation, it applies to other things as well. And in this case, I'm going to bring it up. When he said that a commander-in-chief of a military branch really isn't designed to deal with such a thing as rape or how to handle it or how to go outside of the corporate, I guess, the military textbook
right.
of operations to deal with that particular issue, right?
Well, right.
Tell me, those of you who have known someone who has gotten involved with it or has been on the receiving end of this yourself, tell me how well educated on children and teens' behavior do these social workers appear to be. First of all, most of the ones that they bring in are these little happy-go-lucky, ready to apply my brand new, you know, associate's degree or whatever in child mentoring or whatever it is that they do. To youth, and they're usually people who don't have children, never been through it a day in their life, probably don't have siblings that had children that they could have played auntie or uncle babysitter for a day. And they want to come in as experts with a clipboard and a checklist, and okay, did we ask the parent? Yes. Did we check the refrigerator? Yes. Did this child have bruises? Yes. No, or yes. Do they go to school? Yes. They're not looking at the parameters of the overall structure beyond the specific incident that brought them in. They're not looking at the fact that all teens want to rebel. They're going through a crisis. There are things that their parents are telling them is dangerous and forbidden that just like Adam and Eve looked like it was great. Where do you get off believing that because this one situation took place, that this is what happens all the time and that gives you an administrative right to sever all things natural and rightfully belonging to a person? Where do you get off doing that? And who gives you lofty perch, big wigs up there, the right to make a general consensus situational decision about my personal life when all you're doing is going by what the average studies in some big lab up in some research institute said based on a one-day case study of 50 people in a room?
Right. What about children with religious differences? And then you have religious differences with the teacher.
Thank you. What about people that don't believe in hitting at all? What about people that believe just the opposite? Spare the rod and spoil the child and they took it to their own level. They're not doing it specifically to abuse. They believe in they're doing something.
And then on the flip side, what about the tension that's already in our society between religions? What if a child is a different religion and believes or professes and expresses himself in a way that's disdained by some of the faculty? Now, we talk about school faculty, the whole faculty.
That's now, true. I do have to cut down the discussion, Stalo. I do apologize. I didn't realize the time, and we're down to our last 4 minutes. So I want to thank every single one of you that have been awesome in the continuous support. Once again, thanking our sponsor for tonight, Tylon Washington and the BW Moving Images Company, Tanya and LaShonda. Oh, I loved hearing from you tonight. Thank you all very much. And you gentlemen always and regularly are here offering great input, expertise, and experience, and I appreciate that. Parents, open your mouth. Do not let this happen. Remember that you are the parent. Remember that you have a right to do with your child as you see fit for the betterment of their life. Remember that the government knows nothing about you until you become a faction in one of their systems that clearly isn't designed for you personally. So let's rise above the ignorance. Let's rise above the oppression. Let's rise above the nonsense. And let's get out there and make our voices be heard in a way where activism truly counts. To protect our children, protect our schools, and let's put these people into the seats of accountability that they are due to be in, long overdue to be in. So until tomorrow night, everybody, be blessed, be a blessing, make a difference, okay? Good night and God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
On the Edge. Real talk about real issues.